Scott MacArthur from TSN Radio joins us again. Scott, Edwin Encarnacion continues to bomb, but the Jays overall, you know what? This team is looking like the team everyone was hoping they'd be last year.
Yeah, and I think it's because they're healthy. They are the team. They are actually the team everybody thought they would be because they consist of the players that they went and acquired. Jose Reyes was injured for most of the first half of last season. Brett Lorre wasn't available out of spring training and got hurt again at the end of May after playing only a month. And that's a pretty big difference on the left side of your infield, both offensively and defensively, going from Lorre and Reyes to Munenori Kawasaki and some combination of Mark DeRosa and Mycerus Turris playing third. Melky Cabrera, as I think we'd all expect, is playing much better because he doesn't have a benign tumor growing in the middle of his back, pressing down on his spine. So these guys are healthy this year. They're getting much better starting pitching. Last season, they had the second worst starting staff ERA in all of baseball. Only Minnesota was worse. They're a middle-of-the-pack team in that department this year, but they are the best in the American League East. And I think when you factor in pitching and health and improved health, this is what you get.
Do you see Anthopoulos looking for a starting arm at the deadline or more help in the bullpen?
I think, well, you know what, I don't think either would hurt, but I think the priority has to be starting pitching. If there is a question about this team, it is still the same. I mean, despite all the wins and the recent hot streaks that they've bet on, the back end of that starting rotation could be due for a boost. And if you go and you get a frontline arm, say like a Jeff Samardzija from the Chicago Cubs, well, then that pushes everybody else down and the back end of your rotation gets stronger. If that's another Chicago Cubs, say, or the likes of Jason Hamill, who has pitched before in the American League East with a reasonable degree of success with the Baltimore Orioles, well, then that improves the back end of your starting rotation in a different way. But I do think that they should address the starting rotation, and I would fully expect ownership, if the team continues to play well through the month of June, to make available the funds to go and acquire a player of a high caliber. Because, guys, you never know how small the window is going to be. But this is a very available division right now, and with a 5.5-game lead, well, it's far too early to look at the standings. I think the Blue Jays have already guaranteed that they will be playing important games late into the summer.
Why has a guy like Mark Burley been able to have such a great year this year? And he's always been a very reliable and solid pitcher, but he's been just fantastic.
He really has. And it's that old thing, you know, it's so easy to fall in love with a radar gun, 96, 97, 98 miles an hour. It's living proof that, I mean, you can throw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball and have a great 86-mile-an-hour changeup, and the velocity disparity there will mess a hitter up. Well, Burley can do it throwing 83 or 84 with his fastball, 76 or 77 with his changeup, and he's increased the use of his curveball this year. And he has a gift of the ability to locate his pitches. And this is not a game planner by any stretch of the imagination. He does not sit in on pre-scout meetings. He does not want to get around a table with his pitching coach, Pete Walker, and his catcher, Deonner Navarro, before a game. He lets them do that, and he says to Navarro, you put the finger down, one for the fastball, two for the curveball, three for the changeup, whatever it is, you throw it down, and I'm gonna pitch it. And if I locate it and if I execute, I'm going to be better than the hitter. He is a real, real throwback and has been absolutely fantastic. And guys, even if he regresses just a slight bit, he's still having a terrific year.
Scott MacArthur joins us from TSN Radio at 10:50 talking about the Blue Jays. What's the update on Colby Rasmus?
Colby right now is down in Florida rehabbing his right hamstring, so it's going to be a little more than a month probably by the time that he does get back that he's missed. But he is expected to join AAA Buffalo when they play a road series in Toledo, Ohio, against Detroit's affiliate, the Mudhens, starting on Thursday. There's no kind of set-in-stone number of games, number of bats at-bats that they want him to get, but I wouldn't be surprised if you see him rejoin the Blue Jays. Probably, you know, if there's no setbacks or anything unexpected that happens, probably no later than next week's series in New York against the Yankees. And Sergio Santos is pitching tonight for Double A New Hampshire, the first of what will be two appearances with them for him. And he's hopeful of returning this weekend when the Blue Jays are in Baltimore.
Scott, getting back to Encarnacion a little bit, did he make any kind of swing adjustment after the first month, or is this just a hot streak where he's seeing the ball really well and confidence is at an all-time high?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tough to explain because hitters use the word and it is a cliched, but it's, you kind of understand it's timing, which is to say that you could tell in April that there were times where Edwin was just a little underneath the ball. Like, you know, I don't know, half an inch, a quarter of an inch more on the ball, and he's driving that thing. Instead, he's getting underneath it, or he's arcing rainbows to the outfield that end up in an outfielder's glove. So it really was just a matter of kind of barreling up the ball, as they say, queuing up the ball. And his timing has been spectacular. And I mean, he'll laugh and say the ball really does look like the size of a beach ball when you're going as hot as he did in May. There's just something innate about it. But he's a very hard worker. I mean, this stuff, especially with what he's been through, almost an afterthought, a cast off 4 or 5 years ago when they sent him down to AAA, brought him back. This is a guy who puts a lot of work in the video room. And different things like that. He's got pitchers' tendencies down. He understands how opposing pitchers try to throw him. He's constantly learning the game. And, you know, any former pro athlete will tell you, and you know this, Brian, I mean, a lot of work goes into the success that you have. And he's a fiend in the room. I mean, he's in early and breaking down tape. Even on nights when he's a designated hitter, not playing first base, in between at bats, he's in the room watching his last at bat on video, just trying to get a better understanding of the way pitchers are trying to attack him.
One quickly for you, Scott. Aaron Loop, last year, you know what? He looked pretty decent, man. He was almost unhittable there for a while. Were they expecting him to be this good?
Yeah, I think they were because he came up in 2012, you know, after Louis Perez went down with the Tommy John surgery. And I mean, just seemed to have an aptitude for the role. It's got a bit of a funky delivery. He's certainly not a submariner, but he comes at you from the side. I think right-handed hitters have a very difficult time picking up his fastball because he kind of throws it across his body. And when he's locating well, it's right on the inner half of the plate, and it's kind of disguised. And because of that, he's a guy who can, as a left-handed pitcher, have as much success sometimes against right-handed hitters as he does left-handed hitters. So he's not a strict lefty-on-lefty specialist. But, man, I mean, you're probably talking about that appearance in Detroit last week. They had a one-run lead in the sixth inning. R.A. Dickey loaded the bases with nobody out. They go to Aaron Loop, and he gets out of it without allowing the tying run. I mean, those are the sorts of performances and appearances the Blue Jays get out of guys like that that are a real, real boost to a team over the course of a year.
Scott, great to catch up with you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, boys.